has to come to Rubicon.
Huh? Recorders are running.
Oh, okay.
He has not made his 40 moves.
Yes, sir. Here you go.
Oh, we have the room.
It's up here in case anybody else comes in.
If you haven't,
we're about to get started. If you haven't signed up in terms of being present for the executive board open meeting, and you would, please, it's here at the front table.
Anybody who signs that is getting tagged for a committee or something.
I want my pen back, though, Rose.
Yeah. Biscotti is going to chair the Dogs and Chess Committee. Dogs and Chess.
Well, it's 6 p.m. and I'd like to get the meeting started on time if possible. So I am going to call this meeting, open meeting of the U.S. Chess Executive Board to order. And I will do a call of the roll. I'm Randy Bauer and I am present. Kevin Pryor.
Present.
Kevin is present. Mike Hoffpower.
Here.
Charlie Unruh.
Present.
Dave Hayter.
Here.
Leela Dakin.
Here.
And Lakshmana Viswana.
Here.
I've been working on that all day. Not present is John Fernandez, who is playing this round, and also Carol Meyer, our executive director, who's still dealing with COVID. So we had about 2.5 hour closed session where we dealt with a number of issues, some of which are scheduling for the coming year in terms of the formal meetings that we will have, some of which related to emotions that will come out of closed session. And I believe that the first order of business are elections. And Mike, would you please read the motion?
Mr. President, Kevin Pryor nominated Randy Bauer as president of U.S. Chess, and that was passed.
We'll have to pass in a moment.
We so want to move in favor of all those in favor of Randy Bauer as president, raise your hand.
That motion passes 7-0, or yeah, 7-0.
The motion is to nominate Kevin Pryor as vice president of U.S. Chess. All those in favor, raise your hand. Passes 7-0. The motion is to nominate Chuck Unruh as Vice President of Finance of U.S. Chess. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Raise your hand, and I would note that John Fernandez has joined us.
7-0.
And vote now is 8-0, because John voted up.
Okay.
John is now president, so we have 8 members of the board. The 8 voting members.
And Mike Hoffpower was nominated as Secretary of U.S. Chess. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, motions passed. 2-7-0, 2-8-0. That will be recorded.
And John, do you want to record your votes? You certainly can.
For the officers?
Yes.
Yes, for both.
Okay.
No, John is voting yes on both those. So they each pass 8-0.
Okay.
And then also coming out of open session, we have a motion. Do you want to read it, Mike?
Yes, the executive board moves that U.S. Chess, in partnership with the Chess Confederation of the Americas, organize and host the 2024 Pan-American Youth Chess Festival or Championships in Orlando, Florida, in July of 2024.
And we had discussion, and I think we're ready to vote on that one. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed. Motion passes 8-0. Then we had another motion, and this is related to initial appointments for executive board appointed committees. And I stress the word initial because there will be additions. You know, this was an opportunity for us as a board to first get together and discuss this. We have two new board members. So there are some additions that will be made to this, particularly the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, where we will still have to appoint a chair and members. Our intention is, and we do have a charter for that committee, but our intent is to appoint those members by September 15. So Mike, do you want to read the list of the appointments?
Yes. So in front of you, you can see the members that are present. You can see the committees. For the Chess and Education Committee, the co-chairs will be Renee Bartlett and Mark Indermauer. The members are Ursula Berg, Jim Wadena, Christina Mullinax, Richard Pointer, Adam Porth, Sophia Rode, Abel Talamantes, and Brian Tillis. The Clubs Committee, co-chairs will be Nick Lewis and Paul Covington, with members Jason Bosky, Tara Kelly, Sophia Rode, and Kevin Zemko. The College Chess Committee will have Andrew Schlake as chair, with members Constantine Anayadas, John Burke, Russell Harwood, Al Lawrence, Beatrice Marinello, Claudia Munoz, Devanshi Rathi, Alan Sherman, and Jonathan's name is probably...
Singler.
Jonathan Singler and Jim Stallings. For the Diversity and Equity Committee, Inclusion Committee, President Bauer has already covered that. For the Endowment Trust Fund, the chair is our Vice President of Finance, Charles Unruh, with members President Randy Bauer, Peter Dyson, myself, Mike Beatman, and Alan Priest. For the FIDE Events Committee, John Fernandez will be co-chair, and David Hayter will be co-chairs. Members are Mike Gatkins, Chris Berg, Bill Buckless, Frank Guadalupe, John Haskell, Steve Emmett, Chris Kim, Tom Langlin, Maya Myers, Glenn Panner, Ken Regan, and Tracy Vibbert. For the Finance and Reserve Fund, Chuck Unruh will serve as our chair, with members Jim Bidenbaugh, Bill Brock, Paul Covington, Peter Dyson, Alan Priest, and Daniel Cerna. For the Military Chess Committee, John Farrell from Virginia is the chair, with members Mike Donovan representing the U.S. Air Force, Robert Getty representing the U.S. Navy, Captain Ian Huang, also from the Air Force, and John Farrell is from the U.S. Marine Corps. And David Hayter works with that committee as our liaison, and David represents the Army.
This is our last one.
In the National State Invitationals Committee, Mike Neatman will remain as chair, with members Dwight Barber, Dylan Dinker, Maureen Vermaud, John Haskell, Chris Kim, Al Lawrence, Mike Mulford, John Rockefeller, and Sunil Wiramantri. In the Players Professional Health Benefits Fund, David Day will be the chair, with members Angelina Velikovskaya, John Donaldson, Fun Fong, and Steve Emmett. For the Ratings Committee, Mark Blickman is the chair, with members Robert Bernard, Frank Camerata, Harry Cohen, Tom Doan, Bill Boisberg, Alvin Jones, Larry Kaufman, David Coons, David Quinn, Mike Regan, and Kenneth Sloan. For the Recognitions Committee, John McCreary is chair, and the members of that committee are Caleb Brown, Frank Camerata, John Crummiller, John Donaldson, John Hilbert, Sophia Rode, Alexi Root, Andy Soltis, Pete Tamboro, and Fred Wilson. For the Rules Committee, Myron Thomas is the chair, with members Enrique Huerta, Steve Emmett, Tim Just, David Coons, Tom Langlin, Al Losoff, Aris Margetis, Bob Messenger, Ken Sloan, Jeff Smith, and Bill Smythe. For the Scholastic Council and Committee, The Scholastic Council consists of Robbie Adamson, Beatrice Marinello, Robert McKenzie, John Rockefeller, Daniel Rode, Josh Sinanen, and Judith Zatari, with John Rockefeller serving as chair and Danny Rode serving as vice chair. The Scholastic Committee members are Robbie Adamson, Dwayne Barber, Todd Bardwick, Kim Kramer, Kevin Feit, George Foote, Renata Garcia, Shaka Green, Christina Hefner, Beatrice Marinello, Michelle Martinez, Jacob Meyer, Robert McKenzie, Elliot Neff, Mike Beekman, Alex Onishuk, Glenn Panner, Chris Prosser, Robin Ramson, Brian Ribnick, Tony Rich, John Rockefeller, Danny Rose, Peter Rode, Jorge Samuel Hesplin, Christina Schweiss, Josh Cinnamon, Jay Stallings, Judith Natari, Abel Talamantes, Brian Tillis, Sunil Wiramantri, and Adam Weisbarth. A question.
You have Judith Starian on there twice. You have Josh Cinnamon on there twice. Just letting you know.
Okay. We'll have it cleaned up. Thank you. In the senior committee, Michael Mulford will serve as chair with Paul Covington as co-vice chair.
Vice chair.
Yes,
vice
chair. Okay. The committee members are Chris Kim, Al Lawrence, Ernest Nix, Renata Waterbach, Robin Ramson, Daniel Rode, Alexi Root, and Harold Scott. For the States and Affiliates Committee, Fun Fong will be the co-chair along with Jim Medina. The members are Larry Cohen, Marie Lamont, Alan Cantor, Michelle Martinez, Steve Morford, that should be Morford, right? Mike Neatman, Adam Porth, Lewis Reed, Daniel Serra, and Brian Tillis. Top Players Committee, co-chaired by Tatev Abhamanyan and Robert Hess, with members Nicholas Cheka, John Donaldson, Sabina Pasor, Arena Crush, and Carissa Yip. The Turn Director Certification Committee will have a chair as Jeff Wewell, with Karen Pinnock as the incoming vice chair. Members of the committee are Rudy Abate, Michael Atkins, Bill Buckless, Rob Getty, Charles Haderville, Jim Medina, Tim Just, Tom Langland, John McComsky, Brennan Price, Tad Rogers, Mike Schulte, Merritt Thorpe, and Sonny Yang, with Danny Rhodes serving as Scholastic Council liaison. The U.S. Chess Development Committee, the chair is Michael Schumann, with John Rockefeller as vice chair. Committee members are Bill Brock, Kimberly Dew, Sherlock Grigsby, Maureen Lamont, Daniel Rhodes, Mike Schulte, and Jay Stallings. The U.S. Open Committee, chaired by Hal Terry, has members Caleb Brown, Al Losoff, Jim Manella, Glenn Panner, Andy Ray, and Jennifer Yu. And the Women's Committee will be chaired by Kimberly Dew and Maureen Vermont as co-chairs, with members Krista Alton, Kalanithi Bagley, Uma Girkar, Adia Wanyango, Robin Ramson, Kavita Rao, Rachel Schechter, and Elizabeth Shaughnessy. Mr. President, that concludes the list.
That was some very good reading.
Yes, what happens when you be a term director?
Yes, you're much better at pronouncing those names than I would be. So that is the motion before us. And as I said before, there will likely be additions, and there may be some subtractions if there are members who choose that they inform us that they don't want to participate. But that is the list and the motion before us. All those in favor of those named chairs, co-chairs, and vice chairs and members, please raise your hand. Opposed. And John Fernandez also told me, as he was reading the list, that he was a yes vote also. So please record him. So it passes 8-0. I believe that's all the motions that we had coming out of open session.
Yes, sir.
With that, we will open it up for, if anybody has any burning questions that they haven't asked in the last 2 days. Sophia, you please go to the mic's work.
It's just a small thing. On the list you just mentioned, one of the times you spelled my name wrong.
Oh, okay.
You took the O and the H. Just on one of them. I think it's on the second one.
Okay. Well, thank Mike, you're fired as secretary.
I know it's a tricky last name.
I'm sorry?
It's a tricky last name.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, Caleb?
I was just curious when the recordings of the dogs games will be posted.
Well, it depends. Some years it takes longer than others. Last year it took longer because there were some things we had to consult legal counsel about. But the other issue is that Rose, will have to do that, has a lot of other things that we pile on her. We will get it done as quickly as we can, but it's just...
I won't be home till Thursday now.
She won't be home till Thursday, and then she needs some time, but we'll do it as expeditiously as possible. Any other questions? Welcome to the microphone, please.
Randy, I'm not sure where you read this, but I'll make one statement before then. Bear with me, please. I have a constituent from Colorado that has a disability, but it's not really a recognized disability. He gets disoriented when there's figures on the board. And I have a question, I guess. I asked Jim Just, when did that get added to our rules as acceptable? Because forever and a day, it was just a plain, clean board. And he told me that it's never been really brought up or acceptance before. Let me bear with me. And what I'd like to do is figure out who should I send the request to get a ruling, get put into rules that a 64 square is clean, and then any figurines you put around the outside of the 64 squares.
Well, there was an ADM to make it standard to allow some of that in the corners of the board, but that did not pass. That was referred to...
the rules.
I think it was referred. It is still not standard.
Yeah, I was here for that.
Okay, so I guess I don't understand what the concern is.
Well, the concern is, I would like to make it an official rule. I want to know how to go about it. So just doing an ADM for next year?
An ADM for... I mean, this has been referred to the Rules Committee. I mean, they could bring it back in front of the body or they could revise it, but you certainly could offer an aid. I mean, currently it is not standard, so you could not be required to play with a board with something on any of the squares.
I don't think that's correct.
Really? Okay, David would know more than I would. Yeah. Go ahead and speak.
So, it's not defined as non-standard, as you know. The purpose of the ADM this year was to make it clear that it was standard. That did not pass. In absence of that, if there's no prohibition that makes it non-standard, which there is not, then obviously that's what tournament directors do. They interpret rules, and you could conceivably get different tournament directors interpret the rule differently. It certainly is not defined as non-standard, but it is also similarly not defined as standard. So therefore, the tournament director would rule whether it's standard or non-standard.
This is why I defer to our national tournament directors that are on the executive board. So it would be appropriate in this set of circumstances, if you want to make it clear that it is non-standard, that an ADM would be the way to do that for the next delegates.
And sir, to answer your question on where it can be directed, the chair of the Rules Committee that we just appointed is staying the same, which is Mr. Myron Thomas. His contact information is on uschess.org on the current committee list because he is continuing as chair. So the list that last year's list that is still up, which will then be updated with this year's list, but it won't change. Myron Thomas, his email address is on there. They're already going to take on this issue because it's been referred. What they are going to do, I do not know, and they will have to make a report to the Board of Delegates next year because of the ADM that was referred to them.
David, it's a little bit, when they're investigating just putting the logos on and making that legal, but I really want the ruling to go a different way of where they're not legal to be on there.
And you can certainly express that to the chair of the Rules Committee. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, now they would not, I mean, what's been referred to them is to make it standard. I mean, it would be odd for them to then take that and turn it into...
Once it's referred to them, they're going to take up the issue of logos on the chessboard. I shouldn't speak for the chair of the Rules Committee, but I would presume they're going to take up the issue writ large what is standard relative to logos and come up with a recommendation for the Board of Delegates next year on what qualifies as standard and what qualifies as non-standard. Now, again, I'm putting words in the mouth of the chair of the Rules Committee, which I probably shouldn't do. But to get at your point, if you have specific concerns, you should make them known to the chair of the Rules Committee so that during their deliberations, they are aware of your concerns.
But if they don't wish to, you know, if you disagree with what they eventually come up with, you're welcome to file an ADM.
Absolutely.
That would make, you know, logos in any squares on the board non-standard.
What I was going through with it mentally was if they're just looking at putting squares on, they would not be open to a friendly amendment.
Well, that's why you should. That's why you should fire your own ADMs. Would be my advice to you.
That's fine. Thank you so very much.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes.
Since we seem to be doing typos, take a note of Andrew Schley's last name. It's different in his last name and his Gmail. So one of those is probably wrong.
Yeah, I'd say that's right. That's right. Thank
you. Tell me what's the correct spelling.
I will.
It's S-C-H-L-E-Y.
Right, and in the Gmail that you posted, you had S-C-H-E-L-Y. So that is probably, I can't speak for Andrew, but probably he didn't spell his Gmail different than he spelled his last name. So maybe something to look into.
S-C-H-L-E-Y.
That's how he spells his last name, but the Gmail that you have listed for him spells it a different way. Okay. Not just, since we're bringing these to your attention, I'm not to your
okay, thank you.
But thank you for the catch, because we're making adjustments.
And Robin.
In regard to things, you don't use my, you have Lloyd Ramson instead of just Robin Ramson, so you might want to correct that as well.
Say that again, ma'am.
Robin Ramson, and you have
don't use the Floyd. Yeah,
okay. You've been the hyphenated one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I see no further questions. Is there a motion to adjourn? Would one of you?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning, raise your hand. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Oh, don't clap for that. Yeah, I had a piano teacher who said, don't worry, at the end of your piece, as for recital, they'll clap, either because they like it or because it's over.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah.